Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator on the 22nd of April 2025 at 22 minutes past April. At 20 past 7 in the morning. Just going outside to chuck some stuff into the rubbish. Ordinarily, today, the rubbish men would arrive and take the rubbish away. Well, they won't be coming for two, pushed back now, 2 days, because of the two bank holidays that we've had. So it'll be Thursday, I should imagine. But they may fool me. You know what these people are like. Sun is shining. A little chilly, but it's going to warm up, I think. Which is lovely. It's April. And, you know, normally, traditionally, they say April showers. We've not had very many showers. I think some of the farmers do want some water on the ground. Apparently, it's been very dry, although it's been very miserable. We have had some wetness. We haven't had it, I think, enough. I'm not sure. Every year is different, isn't it? And also, then there's the malicious aspect of the weather manipulators, but let's not too much worry about that for the moment. Yesterday I pretty much got to the, well, I did, I got to the end of the book on the second draft. Now, I haven't fully finished the book because I got to a point when I wrote the first draft that I needed to go back to work out a few things. So I've thought I'll write the second draft and then I'll put the ending in because I'll have a better idea of what the ending is going to be, which I now do have, thankfully. Sorry, just putting some of these pipes away that have been allowed to drift around the house. So I've got about 10 pages, I think, which just winds everything up, the epilogue. It might be a few more pages, I don't know, it depends. Might be less. It's difficult to tell at this stage, but effectively I am on the home straight. Well, just tidying it up now, because it's kind of ended, but there's a few things that need to be tidied up. So I'm very excited about that. No interviews today, so I can get on and finish. That's the plan, to actually finish the book and put the end, Thegi Endegi, at the end of the manuscript. And then I will lay it out in a dummy book again and have it printed off to be read, proofread, by Julia and I, and in case... not just proofread, but read in case there's additional bits that need to be moved or some editing ideas that need to go in, which will then be the next stage. And then I will produce a few copies for proofreading and I shall give those to a number of people to go through and see if they can find some errors, which I'm sure they will. And then once that's done, it's then ready for release. And I have got to work out what I'm going to do. I don't want to put it on Amazon, as everybody does these days. I don't want to. I may have to, I suppose, in order to make some revenue from it. But I don't really want to. I'd like to make it available. I mean, it could be available through Lulu. I can certainly print copies off via Lulu. They're a big company, but they're not as big as Amazon. And Amazon take a huge profit from the books, having spoken to a couple of authors who put their stuff on Amazon. I know it's very convenient and you can pay Amazon to promote it and bring it up, and everybody does put their home produced books on Amazon, but even some publishers, you know, you put a book on Amazon and it can be listed in places like Waterstones. And Waterstones, if you order it from Waterstones, they just order it from Amazon. So, Yes, it's a strange notion. It's a strange notion. The fact that people look down their nose if they say, "Oh, self-publishing," what's that, like vanity publishing, which of course is what people did at the very beginning, before professional publishing companies, which are really only the they're only the middleman, aren't they? And that's what people forget. They go, "Oh, self-publishing," as if it's as if you know, you're putting together a pile of poo. And that's clearly a wrong way of thinking, because you're actually removing the middleman. It's like saying, "I want to insure my car," and you go straight to the insurer rather than having a broker. Or, you know, any of those things where you have the middleman. It's like, instead of going to the supermarket, you go straight to the farm. And you you don't have any adulteration to your work. You don't have somebody going, "Oh yes, you've got to cut this out, and you've got to cut that, and you've got to put this." Now, they may also, let's not be silly about it, that, you know, one of the advantages of having a proper publisher is, A, they've got a load of experts who know what will sell and what will appeal, perhaps, and they can get them into shops easier. I'm not too worried about that. I don't think this book will go in the shops, wouldn't be taken. I don't think a publisher would publish it either, because of some of the things that are in it. And that's one of the problems. And also, publishers, on the whole, unless a very small publisher, which you may as well then self-publish, really, if you've got your own base of potential buyers, which I suppose with the subscribers on YouTube I have, most of the big publishers are all bought and paid for by the big corporations anyway. And there'll be a certain restrictions on what they can say and what they can't say, just as YouTube has restrictions on what is allowed to go out, and free speech and control by whatever so-called professional body, which will at the back of it will have somebody pulling the strings from the dark forces, no doubt. So you're not going to be any freer. And of course they'll want to take a cut as well. So everybody's in it. Everybody's in it to take a cut from the person who has done the work. And to be honest, I'm not worried about all of that. I just would like to have it written, done. And if I sell a few copies, that's great. If not, I've enjoyed the ride. And I've enjoyed the writing. I've learnt a lot from doing it. So, so that's, anyway, that's that. So that's nearly done. And then people can read what's all the fuss and see what it's like. But it's it'll be just shy of 400 pages, which is quite big. Well, I say that, it's shy of that now, but when it's laid out in the book, it'll probably be less than that. It'll probably be 300 pages. There's a lot of space as I've been writing it for ease of reading it back on the computer. But I will be closing up that space between the lines, you know, and formatting it correctly. But at the moment, it's about 360 odd pages, I reckon. So something like that. But it'll be a lot less, I think, by the time it's in a book form, because that's just what it is on A4. So. What else can I tell you? I didn't do much else than that. Julia and picked me up, and we went for a walk on the prom, had some chips, which we don't do very often these days because the chips are cooked in sunflower oil, and that's dreadfully bad for you. But once in a blue moon, it's not going to do too much damage. The bodies are very clever. I did an interview yesterday as well. That'll go out today. It's all good, really. And the sun is shining, and I did a long one of these yesterday, so I'm going to keep this one quite short, because I haven't really got anything else to say, and I don't want to sort of get into reading a book, and then not this morning, because I've got the lovely Julia here until 9 o'clock, and got to sort out my video, and have another cup of tea. So that's what I'm going to do. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, and toodle-pip.